Thank you, Pastor Bill, for that beautiful prayer on my behalf. I appreciate that. Well, where is Riley? Riley, you misplaced your little journal, and I have picked it up. I've got Riley's journal here. Riley, where are you? Oh, Riley's not here. Okay, I have his journal here. Will you hang on to it? If you see him, you can give it to Riley. Okay, good. Well, boys and girls, this was fun, wasn't it? VBS was great fun. You know what I liked more? Most of all, I liked Area 66, where that goofy guy was, you know, with the red shoes, and he looks almost like me. Man, I like that area. I had some fun with the kids today, and parents, I just want to tell you, we had a fantastic time, so thank you very much. Now, all our helpers, most of them had little blue shirts on, t-shirts on during the week and even today. I just want to, we've said so much about the kids, but I want to take a moment to just thank all of our helpers. Whatever you did, security with your red t-shirts, whether you worked in the kitchen, whether you took out trash, those who fed us, the rest of the helpers every night, thank you so much. Those who told stories, who did the music, everybody who did anything. Now, if you did anything for VBS, I want you, when you leave church this morning, make sure that you stop by either Jennifer or Yvonne Wren. All the helpers for VBS, because they have something sweet there they will have in their hands. So Jennifer and Yvonne, make sure you get those nice chocolates and all the helpers. Now, if you didn't help with VBS this year, sorry, no VBS chocolates for you. As Pastor Bill already mentioned, for those of you who are visitors this morning, and again, we're so happy to have all the moms and dads here with us. It's great to see you with us today. As was mentioned in his prayer, this happens to be my last Sabbath here at this church. And I've accepted a call to pastor another church. And I was actually supposed to leave last week. It was going to be my last week, the end of July. But I said to the conference, man, we've got VBS, and I just cannot pull myself out of VBS. So they said, okay, you can go one more week. And so it was my pleasure and my joy to be here with you folk. Now, today is not going to be a sad day. We've all done our crying, those of us who did, and I did my fair share. So you just pray that I'm strong this morning, okay? But all of you, even if you didn't help with VBS, and those who did help with VBS, make sure that you leave church this morning through one of those three doors at the back, because there's something sweet for you too. We want to just end this day and this tenure that I had here with you on a sweet note. So there'll be a chocolate for you as well. It's a different chocolate, but it's a chocolate nonetheless. So VBS helpers, you actually get to get two chocolates. One request, make sure that you only take one to start off with. And then when everybody's had, you can come back if they're leftovers, and then it's free for all. You can have a second and a third one and so on. But all you lovely ladies out in the audience, my wife actually gave me permission to give each one of you a kiss this morning. But there's one proviso. She said, as long as it's wrapped in silver paper. So get a Hershey kiss when you leave church, and enjoy the sweetness of the moment. I'd like at this moment to call up our head elder, Brother Dallas Bobst, and our head deacon, John Decker, and our church treasurer, Linda Hill, and the two pastors, Pastor Bill and Pastor Elijah, come and sit here in the wing, because I'm going to need you as well. Dallas, let me start with you. You know, my office has never been so neat and organized and clean as it is right now. Because there's nothing in there. It's all out. And so the office is basically just the four walls and the furniture standing there. This morning, I knelt down on the carpet there in my office before I locked the door finally behind me. And I just prayed for you, and I prayed that God would just bless the new pastor who will be in that office. And then I walked out, and all my stuff that normally would be in the office even after church service is already in my car. And so I pulled that office door, finally closed behind me, and it went click, and now I cannot get into it. Dallas, I have the church keys and the keys to my office here in an envelope, and I would like to give this to you to pass on to the next senior pastor, whoever he may be. So God bless you, and take good care of those keys, because the next pastor needs to get into his office. Good. And then some of you, as you drove in this morning, may you didn't even look, but you would have seen something if you did look. And if you now look when you leave church, you would not see it anymore. On the signboard in front, there were three names. My name was at the top, and then our other two pastors as well. And while we were busy here this morning, those letters got removed. So now there are only two more names on the board, Pastor Elijah and Pastor Bill's names. And John Decker, here in an envelope are all those loose letters that spelt Heinrich Stradom. It'll be your task to put new letters on there. You may have to shuffle these letters a little bit. You may have to take some out, and you may have to add some other letters. But John, it'll be your task to put the new name back on the board again. God bless you. God bless. And then Linda, as our church treasurer, I just want to thank you for taking good care of the church finances, and I want to thank you as a congregation for the wonderful thing that you did in July. You can see in the bulletin what a good month July was for our church budget, and on top of that, out of your pocket still came our farewell party and our farewell gifts. And so July was a good month for all of us. And I just want to thank you all. And that projector has still a little amount left on it. Unfortunately, I cannot take care of all of it. But I think announcement number 25 in your bulletin talks about that. I'll take care of one third if you take care of the other two thirds. How's that? Linda, here's something towards paying off that projector. Let's get it out of the way. And I was really hoping that I could leave this church without any debt. So maybe somebody wants to write a check today before you leave church. Then I would really leave this church without any outstanding debt. But we've actually paid for it already. We just borrowed it from ourselves. So we just need to put it back in another fund. So you keep on and give us 2,000 more for the projector, and that'll be it. Thank you, John, Dallas, Linda. God bless you. My office is closed, my name's off the signboard, but I'm still in charge. I think officially till 11:59 and 59 seconds tonight. So I can still give orders and instructions, even though, so as to speak, the ship is kind of sinking, I'm still the captain. So Pastor Elijah and Bill, I've got one last final job for you. Will you please come up here? I can still give you work. And that will be the last time I'm giving you something to do. Some of you may recall 7 years ago when I came to this church, the conference president was here. By the way, they sent their apologies. Somebody from the conference was going to be here today, but things didn't work out. They had clashing appointments, so they couldn't be here. So Pastor Bill and Pastor Elijah, as the two pastors in this church, you are the conference representatives. But that day when Pastor Penick, our conference president, was here and installed me as the new senior pastor of this church, remember what he said. I remember it as if it was yesterday. He looked over the congregation and he said to you and to me, this church belongs to you. Everything in this church is yours and belongs to you. There's only one piece of furniture in this church that does not belong to you. It belongs to the conference office. And he referred to the pulpits. Now, the piece of furniture probably still belongs to the church, but what he was saying is that what's preached from that pulpit needs to be in harmony with the Bible and what we stand for as a church. And I trust that I have discharged that responsibility faithfully. And Pastor Bill and Elijah, as I leave, I want to make sure that you keep on doing what you've always done, preach the Word of God. And congregation, don't settle for anything less than the Word of God from that pulpit. I don't care who your next pastor is. If he doesn't preach the Word of God, fire him. Now, you know, in the Middle Ages, there was a transition in the architecture in church buildings. They moved the pulpit from the center, the old Middle Ages church, moved the pulpit from the center to the side, and the center focus was the work of the priest at the altar, and the Word of God was kind of pushed to the side. And then when the Reformation came, they brought the pulpit back into the center. So today, I know we had a VBS program, and of course, it's all symbolic. But Pastor Bill and Pastor Elijah, I'm tasking you now with a job. I want you to unplug that pulpit, that microphone, and I want you to put it right here in the middle because the Word of God should always be central in our lives and in this church. What do you say? Amen. Good. Thank you, Pastor Bill. Thank you, Pastor Elijah. I won't even need it, but I wanted the pulpit in the middle just symbolically because the Word of God is where we stand. And that's what we taught our VBS children during this past week. So this is the last job I asked you to do. I won't ask you to do anything more. You can now do whatever you want to. Until the next pastor gives you his instruction. Okay, I need to get over and done here. I think that's it. Enjoy the good music, and then I'll be back to preach my farewell sermon to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jan. Yes, we're going to meet in heaven one day again. No more separation. We're going to be there by Jesus' side and by His feet, and side by side we will stand, never to part again. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate that. Beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Well, the final number is in. It is 2,694. Today, exactly 2,694 days ago, I stood here in this church for the very first time and preached my first sermon to you. I know you remember the sermon because I started my sermon 2 weeks ago kind of in a similar way, but the numbers were different. Remember what my sermon was 2,694 days ago? I invited you to come walk with me. And boys and girls, yes, that was the first time I said walk. Now, next time I say it, it's number two, so mark it. Today, I stand here before you, and I can no longer say, come walk with me. But I say, walk on, as you've seen the title in the bulletin. This morning, I want to encourage you as a congregation to walk on with God, to keep walking this road that you've started on. And I want to mention just three main areas. There are so many things we can say. It'll keep us busy till midnight tonight, but I promise you I'm not going to keep you here till midnight. Number one, I encourage you as a congregation, and I say that to myself as well, walk on in love. Because if you walk in love with God and with each other, you will have peace and you will be walking in peace. You will have love for each other and you will walk in peace with each other. Don't let the devil come in and bring dissension between you. Take each other's hands, as the song that Jan played said, side by side, we'll stand until Jesus comes. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So that implies that you will walk in obedience. Obedience to God's word, obedience to what you've learned from God's word. Walk in love, yes, walk in obedience. Walk in unity. Jesus said, by this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. If there is unity between us, like there is between God and Jesus Christ. The second area I want to encourage you this morning is to walk in faith. You know, when you walk in obedience, very often your faith will be tested. When we do what God wants us to do, very often we are put at the crossroads where we have to make some very, very serious and heavy decisions. And being obedient to God, to walk in obedience, may put you at the crossroad in your life where the only thing you can do is to walk by faith. Walk by faith. Trust God. Surrender to Him. Just know in your heart of hearts that God has your welfare at heart and that you can trust Him. You can follow Him. You can walk in faith. And as you walk in faith, it also means that you will walk in faithfulness. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to each other. Husbands and wives, be faithful to your marriage vow. Walk in faith and in faithfulness. Walk in faith. I want to share with you one of my favorite verses. I've read this verse often here in this church, and Let me again, for the last time, read that verse in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. God says, trust me and walk through the fire and through the floods. And I will be there with you to hold your hand. Walk with trust in God. The third area I want to encourage you to walk in this morning is walk in hope. Walk in hope. That means that you will walk with an optimism in your heart, with a song in your heart, even though at times there may be tears in your eyes. It means that you will walk with determination because you know whom you are following. You know the path that you are walking is a path that God has laid out for you. It also implies that you will walk with assurance. With assurance of salvation and with assurance that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior and with assurance that He has prepared a place in heaven for you and one day He's going to come and take us all home. Walk in assurance. Walk in determination. Walk with optimism. Walk with hope in your hearts. Walk in the path that God has laid out for you. Because that's what it all boils down to in the final analysis. Is just to put your hand in the hand of God and walk where He leads. I trust that in making this decision, which by the way, as you know, was a very difficult decision for us, I trust that that is what we are doing. I had to examine my own heart very, very deeply and very carefully to ask God, is this the path you want me to walk? But when all is said and done, that's all that matters in life, is whether you are willing to let God lead you and you walk where He takes you. The Old Testament prophet Micah just put it in very simple, plain words. Micah chapter 6, verse 8, and it says, He has shown you, O mortal man, what is good. And what does God require of you but to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? That's all that matters. So I encourage you, walk humbly before your God. Because when you do that, you will never, never walk alone. Follow Him, and you will never, never walk alone.
Storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the road is a dream.
Amen. You ladies this morning make it very hard for me, harder than it needs to be. Thank you, Deborah and Jan, once again. The two of you couldn't have honored me more than to perform on the Sabbath by my request. And Deborah, you always sing so beautifully, but this is the most beautiful I've ever heard you sing. So thank you very much. So, you Kuiper Church, I charge you by the mercies of God to walk on. When things are dark around you, walk on. When you get discouraged and the enemy is trying to undermine your soul and steal your Christian experience away, walk on. When things want to cave in around you, walk on. Walk on. Walk on. And when things go well in your life and you're successful and your heart may be tempted to wander away from God, then turn to Him and keep following Him. Walk on. Because this walk will take us to Zion's gates. We may walk different paths after today, but together we will walk into the city of God, that beautiful city of God. So I charge you to walk with a spring in your step and a smile on your face, because this is more than a walk, it's a march. We are soldiers of the cross. Let's march and march and march until we enter those pearly gates into the golden city, that beautiful city, Zion, the city that God has prepared for us. You Kuiper Church, walk on. We'll meet each other there again. Please bow your heads and receive the blessing of God. Now, you Kuiper Church, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance up upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.